It's the Up and Country Show, where the heart of Nashville matches thrilling adventures with rising country artists. I'm your host, Sue Bonzel. Join us as we explore the vibrant Nashville area alongside talented musicians, combining exhilarating escapades with exclusive interviews and energetic live performances. Each week, we dive into the captivating world of country music, showcasing the next generation of artists who are poised to make their mark on the industry. Let's get it started. I'm here at Sam Ash Music just outside of Nashville, Tennessee, and we're going to check in with a couple of new country artists. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, new song out, Tattoos. Tell me about the song.
I love tattoos. For years, I've been pitched like tattoo songs. You know what I mean? And
yes.
They're always very similar to Tattoos on This Town. You know, it's something that we've kind of done before or we've heard, especially in the country world. And so I was super stoked to finally have like my tattoo song that also represents like me very well. We've been really excited for this one. We've had this one for a very long time. And weren't really sure how to do it. And this is my first release, kind of also shoving the blame off on somebody else. So I have a really talented friend named Dom, who's a producer in kind of the pop world and just a big fan of a lot of the artists that he works with. And so I got with Dom and I said, would you tackle tattoos with me? So it sounds different than anything else we've ever done.
Yes.
And we're super, super proud of it. I wanted a tattoo song that just made somebody feel really sexy and really seen, and just kind of had that moment for girls to just kind of catcall a guy, you know what I mean? And be like, you fine. I got to have that little E next to a song of mine on the streaming stuff. So we got a little explicit song,
nice.
Makes me feel cool.
I know, I heard it the first time and I went, oh, we got an F-bomb, all
yeah.
right, that's
it was
exciting.
It was more rad because as soon as it came out, there was a couple platforms that the E wasn't on. Uh-oh. And I was like, we want to be cool, but we don't want to be that cool. I said, we don't want to land on stuff that doesn't want explicit and then it surprises somebody.
Funny.
You know, I've been jamming to the song in my car for months and months and months and months. And it was very funny to get a lot of on the day of release, a lot of the comments were, man, I expected to loop after that 15 seconds because a lot of these women have been listening to the same 15 second loop, you know, like on Instagram being teased for months.
Just a little taste, my heart ain't gonna break, chalk it up to being naughty. I wanna be all over you, like those tattoos.
The horses have been maybe about an hour, 2 hours from me all this time. So we ride them when we can, and when we can, it's like the greatest thing on the planet, but they're about to be home. And I'm so excited, but I have Jack and Einstein. They're quarter horses and they're just good boys. They're just good boys. They're anyone can ride them. Oh my gosh, coolest people on the planet. We've tried so hard to get Halos and Horns in the rodeo world, a song of ours that we have, just because I think that's one of the coolest group of athletes that I don't really think it's seen as athletes
yes.
half the time, including the horses, okay? No one's saying it's not the horse doing it. The horse is doing it, and you got to stay on that thing. Like,
yeah.
That's amazing.
Starting out as, you know, a new country artist, I don't like to use the term new because you're not new. You've been a musician for many years.
Right.
But tell me about some of, like, the struggles or some of the things and obstacles maybe you've hit where you're kind of like, man, wasn't expecting that, and how you overcame it.
You're not wrong in how you ask it, though, because there's new to performing, which, right, we would both agree, not new to that.
No.
Done it forever, love it. But with that said, you always have new things that you learn, right, as your venues get bigger, hopefully, right,
yes.
and all that kind of stuff. So we've learned a lot that way. But when you talk about, like, the industry and, like, really coming in and being a part of this place as a business, like, we feel very new.
Yeah.
Very new, and especially in a business that's changing every single day. But it is very cool and reassuring to know that, like, none of us are doing the same thing.
That's
you
true.
Know, so it really is just how hard do you want to work and where do you want to put your eggs?
It's been really, really fun. I get to travel with some of the people that mean the absolute most to me.
We've learned a lot about, like, each other, which has been very fun. We just learned that my drummer's terrified of snakes. I got to learn that, so we got some ammo in our back pocket. And then we've got some little new, fresh little young kids that are way more talented than I am, and it's super awesome to get to see them do what they do, and I'm excited to figure out what they're terrified of.
Okay. Yeah. Are we doing any pranking on the road, possibly?
Well, I don't even like to do pranking. I just like people to know that I know what to do if, you know.
Oh, there you go.
So we just keep it in our back pocket.
That's
we hopefully
right.
never have to use it, but I'll go get me a snake.
It's truth or truth.
Okay, well, as you know, on my show, we always play Truth or Truth. You've played this before.
I have.
You like this game?
I don't know.
Well, I haven't handpicked any questions. This is a full deck. This is like the full deck right here. So you get to pick.
Brand new full deck. What gross smell do you actually enjoy?
Like matchsticks. It's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
Like the sulfur.
Matchsticks, yeah.
The sulfur of the strike.
Yeah, but it's not like eggy, but yeah, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that. And then like when you open up beef jerky or potato chips, like that first smell, everyone hates it, but like you know you're about to get beef jerky or potato chips.
All right, added bonus. It's a surprise. New product. This is pretty exciting. The new deck of cards is Cowboy Wisdom right here. Cowboy Wisdom. You're going to like this.
I already do.
I think you're going to like the entire deck.
I already do.
So you're going to pick one. It's going to have some
Cowboy Wisdom for
some
me.
Some Cowboy Wisdom and a special number for you.
The world is full of good people. If you can't find one, be one.
Your desire to change must be greater than your desire to stay the same.
I like
so
that
So there
too.
You go.
I hate that, but I like that. Someone goes, truth or dare, and they go, dare, and they go, order me a pizza. I was like, I did not know that was included in the things. Are you joking? Like now, from now on, I don't want you to lick anything in this room. I want you to go order me a pizza right now on your dime.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you, Allie Colleen. Thanks so much. Look for her new song.
Always enjoy
yes.
it. Thank you so much.
Look for her new song, Tattoos. Well, I'm catching up with Drew Ryder Smith. Drew, how's it going?
Great. How's it going with you?
Fantastic. You have a new EP coming out. This is
I
the
do.
Debut, right?
This is it.
Okay. I need to hear all about it.
Oh, it's a lot of hurt and dirt.
I like that.
And a lot of in between, too. I'm really excited about this. This is it's my first EP that I've put out. I don't feel like it's one of those 30-year projects like a lot of people say that it feels like when they put out their first, you know, real piece of work, partly because I've been writing songs for so long and I've been doing it for a living for so long. So I have tons of songs, but there's a lot of new stuff on there. So I'm excited about getting it out there. I feel good about it.
Now, you've got some pretty significant songwriters on this project.
No, you know, it's all guys that I've known for quite a while. Rob Snyder is one of them. Knew him before he even got his first publishing deal, and now he's got all these Luke Combs hits, and he's absolutely killing it. And he's become such a good friend of mine. We wrote X's, which is on the EP.
Yes.
And the guy that I've been producing it with, Russell Jackson, he's amazing as well. Really incredible musician. He's one of those guys that he plays a little bit of everything really well, and I hate him for it. And I feel the same way about my co-writers. They're all so talented that we have a very love-hate relationship. Oh, guitar all the time. I love playing a lot of different things. I enjoy drums, but I'm terrible at drums. I love playing bass guitar. I'm terrible at it. So for me, I always just grab the guitar, but when I'm by myself, I like to noodle around with other things, mandolin and stuff like that. I've been doing, you know, recording engineering for years now, which is, it works out great for my stuff because I can, you know, I can either have a room full of people or I can just be by myself and I don't have to worry about, you know, what does this button do and all that. I've already got, you know, all that down. So that's really helped a lot in the process of recording this and saved a little bit of money too. So
now you also have a course.
I do, yeah, yeah, the Before You Record course. So what I've done is I've taken just the vocal and isolated it, and I've run it out into this old Vox amp, and then I've mic'd it up, and I can adjust it and get it to sound how I want it to, and then record it back in. That'll give me the effect that I'm looking for.
I'm a throwback, I'm a bad trip, down a long road of what could have been, a bad echo of a goodbye, a heartache, just won't die.
You know, I can manipulate that even more and get it to sound really grungy by like turning up the gain.
I'm a throwback, I'm a bad trip, down a long road of what could have been.
Such a nerve-wracking experience going into the studio the first, not even just the first time, but the first, you know, five or six times that you're in there, because things are happening so fast. There's so much lingo and there's so many technical terms that you're not familiar with, or chances are that you're not familiar with.
Let's get to the bottom of it.
I think the song is a good example of
how important it is to match like the groove and the melody with what you're trying to say in the song. It's real, like, it's slinky, but it's, you know, it's behind the beat, like super pocketed, and it just makes it kind of sexy. Like, you can listen to the intro of the bottom of it without knowing any of the words, and just the intro is super flirty.
You get in there and it's all happening really quickly, and the next thing you know, like, the session's over. You've been in the studio the whole day and all this stuff is recorded, and you don't know what happened. And so it's such a blur that it's hard to even prepare for the next time. So this course just kind of helps you get through all the growing pains of that.
Let's talk about dogs.
Oh, okay. How long have you got?
See, now I heard that you were a dog lover.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have dogs?
I do, yeah. We have a little Havanese. Then we got a big guy named Duff. He's a blue Weimaraner, and he's a nut. But he's a really good boy, and we love him to death. He's been a lot of fun to raise. She runs everything.
Okay, I got
and
you.
And then okay. Duff, the Weimaraner, he's only 1 year old, and he stands about this tall.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a big boy. He's got that rule, if I fits, I sits, you know? So if he were here now, he would be right in the middle.
I would love, okay, next time we're going to have to bring the dogs.
Bring him, yeah.
Bring the dogs for sure. Getting out and doing any kind of outdoor activities, what kind of things do you like to do?
Well, as you can tell, I'm a picture of health. And so, no, Sue, I don't do anything. No, it's pretty much writing rooms and studios and then off to bed, and that's it. I'd do some frisbee with a dog. I'd even get into a game of badminton if somebody asked me.
Okay, well, yeah. There you go, a little pink.
Yeah.
Pink. Yeah, that's good, right?
Yeah, I love some badminton. Merle Haggard is at the top of my list.
That's a good top of the list.
I thought about retiring after that one. Randy Houser. Chris Colston, who is a newer artist, but he's been out there just killing it. He was out with Hardy last year, and of course Hardy is really knocking it down.
Yes.
John Schneider was another one. That was a cool one. I mean, when Bo Duke records one of your songs, I mean,
yes,
that's a cool thing. And what people don't understand is, like, he is Bo Duke off camera as well.
Yes.
You know, he's very much that same character, that same guy, that same level of cool. Everything you love about Bo Duke, you love about John Schneider.
Absolutely. Yeah. Love that.
It's truth or truth.
I got the real cards this time.
You got the real? What do you mean? I thought the last ones were real.
Those were the fake cards.
Okay. Those were the test cards.
Those are the test cards.
Okay.
This is the real deal.
Excellent. Okay. Do you know how many people I've told about this?
Really?
Yes.
Are you ready to play Truth or Truth?
I'm so ready.
You love this game, don't you?
I do love this game.
You've played it before.
I've played it before, yes. Just a couple of months ago.
And you won. You won the game.
Are there winners and
yes,
losers in this
absolutely.
Game?
Yes, you're winning. Okay. 100% winning because you're playing the game.
Okay.
Just pick a card, any card.
I'm going to go with this guy.
Okay.
Oh, man. Come on. My daddy's a preacher, Sue. Have you ever had a run-in with the law?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
There have been a few. One time, speaking of my father and the law, one time the sheriff's department was nice enough to let him drive me to the sheriff's department instead of them taking me. I thought he would kill me on the way, but it worked out all right. But yes, I say all that to say I've had more than a few.
Okay, and you live to tell about it. You're still here.
Yes. Probation's going great. I told my parole officer that I was here with you today, and he was okay with that. So everything's going really well.
You're a funny guy.
What is this, Sue?
This
you didn't have these last time.
The cowboy wisdom cards. Ooh. So we're gonna get
you got fancy since the last time I saw her.
I did. I know. I'm fancying up. So you get to pick a card. It's gonna have some lucky numbers on it and a little quote for you, a little cowboy wisdom.
Your friendship isn't about who you've known the longest, Sue. It's about who walked into your life and said, I'm here for you, and then proved it.
There you go. Do you have any friends like
Cowboy
that?
Cowboy wisdom, not a single one.
We can pay some people, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
It's
people in the lobby.
Put out an ad or something. I have great friends, yeah. I have more than a few that would do that and have done that. Honest to God, I'm not telling you this because
really?
I'm sitting here with you. You can ask anybody that I've talked to about it. You were my favorite at CRS. We had so much fun.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Aw, That makes me feel so good.
Sue broke out the cards at the bar randomly.
I did.
One night.
But everybody loves it though.
Because I ended up posting it and everybody loved it. I'm going to have to go
you
through
do
these
another
cards.
One?
No. No, because they nearly get me in trouble. The last one we did was about skinny dipping.
Oh, whoops.
And so I always pick the good ones.
You do pick the good, see?
Yeah.
It's good, yes. You just never know what you're going to get in that deck.
I think they're all loaded, Sue. I really do.
Some of them are very deep. They're very deep.
Oh, yeah, going to jail, pretty deep. Skinny dipping, pretty deep. I mean, depending on where you grew up, I
deeper
guess.
Deeper than the holler, right?
Yeah.
So you going to buy anything today?
No.
No,
I'm gonna exit immediately because I really want that. So this weekend, he and I were talking guitars, and he's like, did you see the new Elvis stuff? Mm. And I said, oh, dude, I saw it, but I haven't seen it in person. He's like, yeah, I played it.
Really?
So like, oh, come on, man.
Why is this for
you? Thank you, sir.
No, that's for me. Okay. We're going to reference
it. How many are they going to make of these, you know? Isn't it pretty?
It is really pretty. Okay. Well, we got to talk about this.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the Elvis Dove?
Yeah, this is the Gibson Elvis Dove.
The low price of $46.99, but you can get it for $196 a month. Look at that.
Yeah, for
2 years.
You know, for about a car payment.
Exactly.
Or if you drink a lot of coffee.
That would add up, huh?
Yeah. So for just 30 cups of coffee a month, you can have one of these.
That's once a day.
Yes, once a day. That's fair. Caught in a trap. Can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe the word I'm saying? We can't go on together with suspicious minds. We cannot build our dreams on suspicious minds.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad I remembered half the words for that. That's a beautiful guitar. Yeah. And it's Elvis, so, I mean, why would you not buy it?
Exactly. Okay, well, there you go.
I'm going to shove it in Eric Dahl's face.
Well, Drew Ryder Smith, thank you so much. Congratulations on the new EP.
Thank you.
You guys can all get it online, all your socials, right? And streaming?
Yeah, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
The guy with the tambourine, he's even on my socials, so you should be too. Thank you, Sue. I always have a blast with you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
And we get the tambourine.
That guy. See, these are the type of things that I pull, Sue.
See, go ahead.
Has anyone ever accidentally seen you naked?
You have a gift, Drew.
I apparently
do.
You
have a gift for pulling the cards.
I really think these cards are loaded. I think they're marked or something.
This is the Drew deck.
Have you ever broken the law? So yeah, I mean.
I don't know. Maybe it's your energy.
I don't think that's it, Sue. I think you got loaded cards. I'm a changed man. I don't have that energy anymore. I don't have the energy to break the law.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Maybe you should start serving donuts. Offering donuts, you get all the publicists in town.
I think maybe you might have to be my PR person, I think.
I could do that, yeah.
You could do that.
Yeah.
What kind of donuts should we get?
Well, you get the variety.
Variety pack, okay.
Yeah,
but should it be Krispy Kreme or the Dunkin'?
Krispy Kreme, yeah.
Yeah, they are the best. Yeah,
they are the best. I do love some Dunkin', though.
They are pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, they're donuts. They have frosting.
They're donuts. I've never turned down a donut.
I do like a donut.
You couldn't tell.